Living Prophecies, the old, old message in modern language. Today we're reading from the book of Isaiah. O my people, Jerusalem, you shall weep no more, for he will surely be gracious to you at the sound of your cry. He will answer you. Though he give you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet he will be with you to teach you. With your own eyes you will see your teacher. And if you leave God's paths and go astray, you will hear a voice behind you say, "No, this is the way. Walk here." You will destroy all your silver idols and golden images and cast them out like filthy things you hate to touch. "Ugh," you'll say to them, "be gone." And then God will bless you with rain at planting time, and with wonderful harvests and with ample pastures for your cows. The oxen and young donkeys that till the ground will eat clean straw, its chaff blown away by the wind. In that day when God steps in to destroy your enemies, he will give you streams of water flowing down each mountain, and every moon will be as bright as the sun, and the sunlight brighter than 7 days. And so it will be when the Lord begins to heal his people and to cure the wounds he gave them. See, the Lord comes from afar, aflame with wrath, surrounded by thick rising smoke. His lips are filled with fury. His words consume like fire. His wrath pours out like floods upon them all to sweep them all away. He will sift out the proud nations and bridle them and lead them off to their doom. But the people of God will sing a song of solemn joy, like songs in the night when joy feasts are held. His people will have gladness of heart, as when a flutist leads a pilgrim band to Jerusalem, to the mountain of the Lord, the Rock of Ages. And the Lord shall cause his majestic voice to be heard, and shall crush down his mighty arm upon his enemies with angry indignation and with devouring flames and tornadoes and terrible storms and huge hailstones. The voice of the Lord shall punish the Assyrians, who had been his rod of punishment. And when the Lord smites them, his people will rejoice with music and song. The funeral pyre has long been ready, prepared for Moloch, the Assyrian god. It is piled high with wood. The breath of the Lord, like fire from a volcano, will set it all on fire. Woe to those who run to Egypt for help, trusting their mighty cavalry and chariots instead of looking to the Holy One of Israel and consulting him. In his wisdom, he will send great evil on his people. He will not change his mind. He will rise against them for the evil they have done and crush their allies too. For these Egyptians are mere men, not God. Their horses are puny flesh, not mighty spirits. When the Lord clenches his fist against them, they will stumble and fall among those who are trying to help. All will fail together. But the Lord has told me this. When a lion, even a young one, kills a sheep, he pays no attention to the shepherd's shouts and noise. He goes right on and eats. In such a manner, the Lord will come and fight upon Mount Zion. He will not be frightened away. He, the Lord of hosts, will hover over Jerusalem as birds hover round their nests, and he will defend the city and deliver it. Therefore, O my people, though you are such wicked rebels, come, return to God. I know the glorious day will come when every one of you throw away his golden idols and silver images, which in your sinfulness you have made. And the Assyrians will be destroyed, but not by swords of men. The sword of God will smite them. They will panic and flee, and the strong young Assyrians will be taken away as slaves. Even their generals will quake with terror and flee when they see the battle flags of Israel, says the Lord. For the flame of God burns brightly in Jerusalem. Look, a righteous king is coming with honest princes. He will shelter Israel from the storm and wind. He will refresh her as a river in the desert, and as the cooling shadow of a mighty rock within a hot and weary land. Then at last the eyes of Israel will open wide to God. His people will listen to his voice. Even the hotheads among them will be full of sense and understanding, and those who stammer in uncertainty will speak out plainly. In those days, the ungodly, the atheists, will not be heroes. Wealthy cheaters will not be spoken of as generous, outstanding men. Everyone will recognize an evil man when he sees him. And hypocrites will fool no one at all. Their lies about God and their cheating of the hungry will be plain for all to see. The smooth tricks of evil men will be exposed, as will all the lies they use to oppress the poor and the courts. But good men will be generous to others and will be blessed of God for all they do. Listen, you women who loll around in lazy ease, listen to me, and I will tell you your reward. In a short time, in just a little more than a year, suddenly you'll care, O careless ones, for the crop of fruit will fail, the harvest will not take place. Tremble, O women of ease, throw off your unconcern. Strip off your pretty clothes, wear sackcloth for your grief. Beat your breast in sorrow for those bountiful farms of yours that will soon be gone, and for those fruitful vines of other years. For your lands will thrive with thorns and briars. Your joyous homes and happy cities will be gone. Palaces and mansions will all be deserted, the crowded cities empty. Wild herds of donkeys and goats will graze upon the mountains where the watchtowers are, until at last the Spirit is poured down on us from heaven. Then once again enormous crops will come. Then justice will rule through all the land, and out of justice peace, quietness and confidence will reign forevermore. My people will live in safety, quietly at home, but the Assyrians will be destroyed and their cities laid low, and God will greatly bless his people. Wherever they plant, bountiful crops will spring up, and their flocks and herds will graze in green pastures.
My God and I are keeping sweet communion. And talk as friends along the way. I trust completely in his perfect guidance. His holy presence hallows night and day. I trust completely perfect guidance, his holy presence hallows night and day. What depths of love revealed in his salvation, no one can comprehend it fully here. For I have given him my heart's devotion, and he has banished all my sin and fear. For I have given him my heart's devotion, and he has banished all my sin and fear.
To you Assyrians who have destroyed everything around you but have never felt destruction for yourselves. You expect others to respect their promises to you while you betray them. Now you too will be betrayed and destroyed. But to us, O Lord, be merciful, for we have waited for you. Be our strength each day and our salvation in the time of trouble. The enemy runs at the sound of your voice. When you stand up, the nations flee. Just as locusts strip the fields and vines, so Jerusalem will strip the fallen army of Assyria. The Lord is very great and lives in heaven. He will make Jerusalem the home of justice and goodness and righteousness. An abundance of salvation is stored up for Judah in a safe place, along with wisdom and knowledge and reverence for God. But now your ambassadors weep in bitter disappointment, for Assyria has refused their cry for peace. Your roads lie in ruins. Travelers detour on back roads. The Assyrians have broken their peace pact and care nothing for the promises they made in the presence of witnesses. They have no respect for anyone. All the land of Israel is in trouble. Lebanon has been destroyed. Sharon has become a wilderness. Bashan and Carmel are plundered. But the Lord says, I will stand up and show my power and might. You Assyrians will gain nothing by all your efforts. Your own breath will turn to fire and kill you. Your armies will be burned to lime, like thorns cut down and tossed in a fire. Listen to what I have done, O nations far away, and you that are near acknowledge my might. The sinners among my people shake with fear. Which one of us, they cry, can live here in the presence of this all-consuming, everlasting fire? I will tell you, you cannot live here. All who are honest and fair, who reject making profit by fraud, who hold back their hands from taking bribes, who refuse to listen to those who plot murder, who shut their eyes to all enticement to do wrong, such as these shall dwell on high. The rocks of the mountains will be their fortress of safety. Food will be supplied to them, and they will have all the water they need. Your eyes will see the king in his beauty, and the highlands of heaven far away. Your mind will think back to this time of terror when the Assyrian officers outside your walls are counting your towers and estimating how much they will get from your fallen city. But soon they will all be gone. These fierce, violent people, with a strange, jabbering language you can't understand, will disappear. Instead, you will see Jerusalem at peace, a place where God is worshipped, a quiet city, and unmoved. The glorious Lord will be to us as a wide river of protection, and no enemy can cross. For the Lord is our judge, our lawgiver, and our king. He will care for us and save us. The enemy's sails hang loose on broken masts, with useless tackle. Their treasure will be divided by the people of God. Even the lame will win their share. The people of Israel will no longer say, we are sick and helpless, for the Lord will forgive them their sins and bless them. Prophecy, the old message in modern language. Today we've read from the prophecy of Isaiah. Now here's a special invitation to join us again next week at the same time as we continue to read from Living Prophecy.